Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, guys, always love doing grades after a win, and that's what we have this time around. Niners knock off the Giants a couple of days ago, 34-24. As always, we'll go by position groups, and we begin with the quarterback, which once again was Mac Jones. I thought Mac had himself a really good game once again. One turnover, it was technically a fumble, but could have been an interception. I don't really blame him for that all that much. And the run game was awesome in the second half, so I don't think he was asked to do a ton specifically in the second half. But what he was asked to do, I thought he executed to near perfection. I thought he was really good. 235 yards, two touchdowns. That one turnover came at the very end of the first half. He got an A. There was not much more that I wanted from Mac Jones.
I give him my Kendrick Lamar. He gets an A-, and that's only because of one play. You got to know in that situation, I have no problem with Kyle Shanahan trying to be aggressive before the half. But if the pocket is closing, that's a tuck and fall. That's the only thing you can't do at the end of the half is turn the ball over. So that is partially, not all, but partially on Mac Jones, that one turnover. But Grandy, I'm with you outside of that. I thought it was just a fantastic professional football game for the quarterback. So for me, A-.
He did what was asked, and he had the huge turnover, which would have been huge if the Giants didn't fail to cash it in. They missed the field goal. I gave him a B+, not only because of the turnover, but other than that, he didn't really do a lot for me. He had about 6.5 yards per attempt in the air. It was a lot of dink and dunk and check it down, and the Giants couldn't stop it, so good on you. But I was not blown away by the performance. He gets a sturdy B+.
Yeah, overall, very good grades from the three of us for the Niners quarterback. Up next is skill positions. That's running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. Running back scored 3 touchdowns in this one. McCaffrey had one on the ground and through the air. Brian Robinson had his first touchdown as a 49er. Juwan Jennings, I think, had one of his better games of the season. I know it wasn't an incredible game in terms of numbers, 4 catches, 41 yards, but had a touchdown as well. Kittle was more involved than he was last week. What can we say about McCaffrey? Led the team in rushing yards and receiving yards, those 2 total touchdowns, and then really good to see Brian Robinson get going on the ground as well. Much like the quarterback, I don't think we could have asked for a ton more from this group. I gave skill positions an A for their performance on Sunday.
Yeah, solid A. I don't know what they technically did wrong. I'm trying to remember a drop in the game. I don't remember one. There were a few plays that didn't go great. I'll get to that later when we discuss coaching, but you had Watkins make a huge catch.
Nice play.
Juwan had a couple of tough catches. McCaffrey finally with the burst, and you mentioned B-Rob, who I love.
You do.
That was a great run and broke a couple tackles and scored, so I gave him an A as well.
Bromance. I know it's actually a man crush, but you have a bromance.
I do like Brian Robinson. Yeah,
B-Rob bromance. But yeah, there's not a whole lot more to say. It's an A. I can't find the big mistake that any of the guys made.
I've got a major bromance with Fred Warner.
Right, and Dan Dibley has a major bromance with Brian Robinson. But I co-sign. It's an A. It was a very clean game from this group. the other side of the field with the Giants cannot say that, and you could see the difference. So, A for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Up next is the offensive line. Interesting that the Niners benched Connor Colby, who is not expected to be a starter this year, but has been filling in for Ben Barch at left guard. They go with Spencer Burford. You guys were just talking with John Feliciano about that. Burford's basically only been a tackle and used sparingly because he's never really been a starter for the Niners either. I thought he filled in pretty darn good at left guard, and Hennessy continues to be pretty solid at center as well. And then you look at the run game numbers. I mean, the Niners ran for 159 yards on 39 attempts. That's over 4 yards per carry. And the last two drives, it was all runs and two passes. That was it. And those were both touchdown drives. They salted the game away on the ground. Obviously, McCaffrey and Robinson get credit for that, but so does the offensive line. Mack was still pressured a handful of times. This is also a really good defensive front in terms of rushing the passer. So it wasn't perfect, but it was really good. An A- for the offensive line.
Yeah, I struggled with A- or B+. I went B+, because if I'm going to take some points away from Mac Jones for that turnover, I got to take some points away from Colton McKivitz as well, because Burns went right around him, and that really could have changed the momentum of the game. If the Giants, I mean, they tried a field goal. Heck, what if they had actually gotten a touchdown? That could have changed the entire outlook of this entire football game. And yes, Mac Jones was pressured a time or two. It's excusable. As you said, these are really, really good pass rushers for the Giants, but all in all, a very good game and a B+.
B+ for me as well, and McKivitz also had a false start, and the aforementioned Spencer Burford actually had a big old ole on the other time where Mac Jones got sacked, and that was one that pushed him back into deep field goal range, but they ran it well. They got to the second level in the ground game, and only the two sacks, one of which, Mark, you're right, it did kind of lead to that awkward, not an interception. I guess it's called a fumble, but I gave him a B+ as well. Good game.
We switch over to the defense now, and we go to the front seven. That's the down linemen and the linebackers. I thought that Tatum Bethune had himself a hell of a game. He was all over the place in this one, and you got to give credit to Cleveland Furl for a sack that he had on Jackson Dart. I have no idea how Jackson Dart managed to hold on to that ball, by the way. I thought it was going to be a strip sack and maybe a turnover. Sam Okwuonu is having a really good season, and it's very needed considering the injuries all over the place to the 49ers defense. I know the Giants did have some success on the ground. I think most of it was Jackson Dart and his scrambling ability. That is something to keep an eye on. Niners versus mobile quarterbacks has been an issue. But again, considering who you were putting out there on the field, I thought it was pretty darn good. Not too much to be upset about. Wasn't great by any stretch, but pretty good. A B+ for me for the front seven.
Yeah, B+. I'm right in lockstep. You had a couple of penalties in there, and I'm looking at the unnecessary roughness on Bethune after a dart scramble. That's really where I ding him the most, is they had a hard time containing.
That felt like a bad call to me.
Definitely. And Steratore said so on the broadcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. It cost you 15 yards. So I don't think that referees are one of the categories. So you commit the penalty and it counts against you, and it's part of your permanent record. And I thought that the first drive was like a uh-oh kind of a thing, yep, where they went tempo and the Niners were on their heels. But by and large, after that, they kept the Giants down. It's a B+.
I'm actually going to upgrade from an A-, or I'm from a B+ to an A- just because of the comment you just made. So the referees get an F. But yeah, like I'll put it this way. Sure, there were a few mistakes in there. Same thing with the uh-oh feeling after the opening drive. But then I was mindful of like great teams of the past with the 49ers, and even like the great USC teams with Pete Carroll that I covered for a few years. And they often would let you kind of get a punch in the mouth early in the game. It was almost like, let's see what you're going to do. And then as soon as you do it, they're like, great, we've got the adjustment for that. And then they didn't do much the rest of the way. I know the Giants ended up with 24 points, but a lot of it was garbage time stuff. And so, yeah, I'll go A- for the front seven.
Maybe I should add, you know, referees to Grandy's grades.
F every week.
Yeah, maybe.
Exactly.
Up next is secondary, safeties, and cornerbacks. I thought largely it was a pretty positive day for this group. I do think the Niners have issues at safety. I know I'm not breaking any news there, but Jair Brown, I'm still not convinced he's a starting level safety in the NFL. He had a really good pass breakup in the end zone in the fourth quarter. Besides that, he was lost out there more often than not. On the touchdown run by Jackson Dart, I think that was in That was early in the fourth quarter. He was the spy on Jackson Dart. He was playing essentially linebacker depth. And as Jackson Dart runs to the right with his running back as his lead blocker, Tatum Bethune, Jair Brown is running the opposite direction. I have no clue what he was seeing. Just to highlight one, I think, of the issues for this Niners secondary. Wasn't terrible. This is also a Giants group that doesn't have a lot of receivers given the injury to Malik Nabers. Wasn't bad. But I think of the defensive units, this was the worst of the two. I gave the secondary a B. Not bad, but they didn't amaze me.
Yeah, I ended up with a B as well for a lot of those same reasons. The one thing I will point out, though, is that when the pass rush is not great, it's kind of impossible on a secondary in the NFL. And the one thing, the compliment that I really want to give a lot of those secondary players is this. How many times did Jackson Dart on 3rd and 7 throw the ball 4 yards, or on 3rd and 12, throw the ball 9 yards, and they made the tackle every single time and knocked him down short of the sticks and caused a punt. That's their job, and they did that one very well.
Which is why I give him an A-. And if you look at the explosives they allowed, they had a Slayton catch late in the game. It was already 27-10. And then on that final drive, Olszewski, 24-yard touchdown, that's about it. The secondary was bend but don't break, and I love what you pointed out there, Mark, about the tackling, because they were rallying up, they weren't missing tackles after that opening drive, and they were supporting in the run game. And yeah, the Jair Brown play, a little bit confused on the Dart touchdown, but he had some good plays as well. And, you know, Renardo Green in coverage, D'Amador Lenore doing his feisty thing, getting in people's face. I thought they had a great game. I gave him an A-.
All right, and then up next, as we move along here on Granny's Grades, it is special teams. Another week and another really solid performance by Niners special teams. Eddie Pinheiro made 2 field goals, 1 from 54, another from 33, made all of his extra points. Brian Robinson had a long kickoff return again. You didn't have any crazy mistakes by Sky Moore. That's a positive.
Almost.
And I felt like almost, but you didn't. It felt like they won the possession battle most times in this game as well. So I thought it was a really, really solid day for special teams. And this is becoming kind of common, which is a good sign for the Niners. Special teams, for me, they got an A.
Absolute A. Yeah. And Sky Moore, not only did he not field a punt that went in for a touchback, but he fielded another one and had a nice little 13-yard return in the first half. The Brian Robinson, big-time kick return for 41 yards. Pinheiro is money, and also, he didn't kick any touchbacks. He kicked one about a yard deep. They brought it out. Eddie Pinheiro is putting it inside the 10 consistently. They were awesome again. It's an A.
I also ended up in an A, but in a weird way. I was going to knock it down to an A- because you're...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right. Sky Moore let one bounce into the end zone, but you notice he's decided to stand right next to it, which is not what you're supposed to do. Like, if you're going to let Sky, just leave. Just run off of the field if you're going to let it go over your head, because that thing could bounce any direction. But then as I knocked it down to an A-minus, I knocked it back up to an A for what I think was the coolest field goal in the NFL this year. I've never seen someone kick a field goal that never went more than a foot off the ground. Good on you. Eddie D is so good, he's now doing trick shots. That's fun. A for the special teams.
He still only missed one kick as a Niner, and it was his first kick.
His first one.
And it was a point after touchdown.
In a dome.
In a dome. It was not a field goal. He has still not missed a field goal for the 49ers. Up next, and last but not least, it is coaching. I mean, this kind of performance, it's going to be hard for the coaches to not get a good grade, and they certainly did get a good grade from me. I was a little confused end of game. I know it's unfortunate, the Mykel Williams injury. The game's over at that point. I was also confused the last Niner offensive drive. Why was it McCaffrey salting the clock away as opposed to Brian Robinson or, hell, Garendo? It does not matter, just anybody but Christian McCaffrey. That was really the only major gripe I had in this game. Maybe the defense became a little soft in that fourth quarter, giving some easier yards away to the Giants, but I can't really be that upset by that. Coaching was very good, an A-minus from me.
I went to B+, but for the exact same reason. I thought the game plan was great. Execution was wonderful. Again, they're getting more out of their players than in theory they should be getting. That, to me, says great coaching. But I knock it to a B+ for the exact reason that you mentioned. And I said it out loud in the moment. This is not hindsight is 2020. Just take a look at what happened to Jaden Daniels the other night. And I'm sitting there thinking, this game is in the bag. Christian McCaffrey should not be out there taking carries. And for that, I go B+.
It's a B. And I think they got bailed out by the Giants by not going up tempo more. They went tempo in the opening drive. The Niners had no answer, and they didn't go back to it for a long time. The real reason that I had to drop it down is it's threefold. One, that overhand pitch back 6 yards, that play sucks, and McCaffrey lost 5. And the one that really, two of them stuck in my craw, George Kittle in a jet sweep? Really? We're going to give it to, I know he's a speedy tight end, but that play was embarrassing. The one that really got me, though, was the look at Mac Jones. I'm looking at my wristband. I'm talking to McCaffrey, and Juszczyk goes in motion and runs in and tries to steal the snap and sneak it forward. Act like you're a pro football team and get the yard. You don't need to do all this trickeration. And by the way, it was illegal formation.
Yeah, he got the yard.
He didn't come set.
I didn't understand what the call was.
The call was he didn't come set, so it's illegal motion, 5 yards. Line up and just get the yard. You get a B, Shanahan. You were trying to be too cute.
Wow, I think I was the softest grader this time around.
Well, you're a big softy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you get a B as a coaching because you won the game, and by and large, I like the game plan. Those plays, though, it's like, what are we doing?
I don't know.
And then referees get an F, and that's Greeny's grade.
Referees get an F.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.